Chase, you got the win you wanted. You guys did your part. How disappointing is it that you're not getting ready to play your start your first playoff?
Yeah, I mean, it's very disappointing. You know, when you go out and you take a look at the entire season, we were 7-3 at one point. Sort of got on a slide on the back end of the season. You know, uncharacteristic of us as a team, of what we believe in. But, you know, at the same time, you end the season on a high note with a victory. You have a winning season. You're not 8-8. You build momentum going into next year. So we definitely look at that as a plus. But there's some disappointed guys in that locker room, and they should be. I mean, you know, if you just take a look back at the overall of the season, I mean, we didn't play as well as we should have, bottom line.
What was your reaction when you found out you're going to be starting this weekend?
Let's go. Let's play. I mean, it's what a backup quarterback's supposed to do. You know, it was exciting for me. I wasn't nervous at all. Had started before. Same situation last year, week 17, playoffs on the line. But to come back here at Arrowhead in front of our fans was awesome. Got to practice on Friday with the ones, roll with them, and Friday's sort of our review day of everything. So it was good to get some base pass in, some nickel pass, short yardage goal line, get a feel for the game plan. So yeah, it was good.
When you came in at halftime, in the smartphone world, I know the scores weren't on the board, but did you know that maybe things were going to work out? All of a sudden, the other two teams were losing, that you needed to deep into the third quarter. I mean, geez, what was the mindset during all that period?
Nobody knew. No one wanted to know. We were focused on the game at hand and the task at hand. And I think that speaks volumes about our team. Mm-hmm. Said, hey, let's go take care of our business, handle what we can control. And what we can control is how we prepare, how we go out there, how we play against a potential playoff team, and let the rest take care of itself. Obviously, it didn't, but we won the football game.
Chase, as a quarterback, and you're watching Justin Houston rack up 4 sacks and break Derek Thomas' single-season record, what's your initial impressions watching that from the sideline?
Just, the guy's a freak. I mean, you know, they're trying to chip him out there. They're trying to double-team him. I mean, he played with a vengeance today. And like I said a little bit earlier, I mean, Justin is one of our leaders, if not the leader of this football team. Not only by his play on the football field, but by his words in the locker room. He's a very special person. He's an even better person than he is a player. There's no doubt about that. So to have him on our team, we're very lucky.
Just your performance, how you feel about your performance? I know you had some red zone issues like this team had last week, too. But just start number 2 of your career, I mean, just how'd you feel at one point?
Well, I'm my toughest critic on myself. I think that's pretty known out there. I thought we started the game really well. I thought we moved the ball. I loved our first 15 that we scripted. And really scored on 3 out of 4 drives of the first half. So I think that momentum was great going into halftime, and I thought that the Chargers made excellent second-half adjustments. I thought we put ourselves in some bad situations. I thought we weren't as efficient in the red zone as we should have been. I thought we weren't efficient on third down like we should have been. And quite honestly, my play stunk the second half. I didn't play like I wanted to, and that falls on me. Overall, I mean, it was great. It was good to get out there, play. Felt like I took some completions early, and just couldn't buy a couple completions in critical moments of the game at the second half. But like I said, what matters is that we won, and we won against a great San Diego team. And like I said, that's gonna, you know, push us into next year.
All right, thanks, Jake.
Thanks, guys.